A real being lives to his highest and best. A real being lives to his highest and best. Are you a real being? You live to your highest and best at all times? Are you a real being who cares about who you are? Are you a real being who lives your highest and best at all times? Are you a real being that really knows who you are and lives who you are and acts as who you are under all circumstances? A real being makes that choice constantly. Everything that a real being does, every place that a real being goes, every attitude that a real being has in its life, it thinks to its highest and best and lives to its highest and best and expresses to its highest and best and only knows that which is its highest and best. We have the opportunity of driving our cars. And do we drive them to our highest and our best? Do we drive as an ideal chauffeur? Do we drive as an ideal chauffeur? How wonderful that would be if every driver on the highway would drive as an ideal chauffeur. Of course, every driver doesn't take the driver's license test with the assiduousness that Ellen did. And Ellen prepared herself so well for the test, she got 100% when she finished the test, and she was very pleased. But she knows the rules of the road, and she follows them and lives them and drives like a genius, drives like an ideal chauffeur. You can do that too. Now, how do you prepare a meal? Do you prepare a meal to your highest and best, or do you just make do? Do you take a piece of fruit and if there's any dark spots in it, you trim them off and make the fruit as fresh and perfect as you can? Or do you just let them go, just say, it's okay, it's just for the dog, or it's just for this or that? Everything we do should be to our highest and best. And the only way it can be to our highest and best if we always be looking for our highest and best. A true being, a real being, a real being lives to his highest and best because that's all he knows and all he cares about. A real being only knows about his highest and best. He only knows who he is and what he is. He only knows the finest qualities that he is. And you only know the finest qualities of what you are because you're a real being. Always consider yourself as a real being. No matter the difficulties you're facing in life, no matter the stumbles you make as you go along, no matter the problems that you have and you go through your livingness, always know that a real being always does his highest and best. A real being only knows that which is its highest and best. When I feed my dog, I always feed my dog the highest and best. I think as I give my dog anything to eat, I think, this is beautiful. She will like this. She will like the taste of this. She'll like that. And as I walk through the house and the cat comes out, and sometimes the cat wants to roll down in front of me and be petted. As I walk along, I say to myself, my way is free and clear and open before me, my highest and best. And that way, in the darkness, as I walk along in the house at night without turning on the lights, I don't step on the cat. I don't step on my pets. They're not in the way. They're always in their nest. They're always in their bed, comfortable and happy and harmonious in every way. Now, you say, that's rather domestic talking, and yes, it is, because domestic talking is what we do in our everyday, what we think in our everyday, what we know in our everyday, and how we live in our everyday, and what our everyday means to us and is to us. And what is your everyday to you? What is your everyday to you? Do you look at the letters that come in the mail, and do you think to yourself, oh, junk mail, junk mail, junk mail. Stop it. Stop it. Every piece of mail that comes to you is primo mail. It's the best. It's the highest and the best. It's only the good stuff. The junk mail that you consider junk mail does not come to your house. The junk mail does not come into your mailbox. It is not in your emails. It is not in anything that you receive. You do not receive junk mail. You do not have that in your consciousness. It just a real being lives to his highest and best at all times. You say, well, junk mail, that doesn't really matter. Yes, it does. It takes a moment of your attention whenever you see it. And each piece of junk mail, you say, junk mail, junk mail, junk mail. And it's mail that is of no interest to you. And sometimes a piece of junk mail has an interesting title on it, and you look at it. And you say, why did I look at that? I knew that that was something I didn't really want. I knew that. And yet I looked at it because it looked appealing, it looked alluring, it looked interesting. Well, we have to be a master of our choice, master of our thinking, master of our attitude, master of our choices at all times, and not allow ourselves to think that something looks interesting and that we turn our attention to it. We first turn our attention to our highest and best. Our highest and best at all times. And if we turn our attention to our highest and best, we will not turn our attention to junk mail or junk things of any kind. Because as a little boy was saying about God, God don't make no junk. And that's true. That's very true. God don't make no junk. And you're God. And you don't create junk in your world. You don't create things that are useless to you or that are disappointing to you. You don't do that because that's not you. That's not your choice. That's not where you are. And that's never where you'll be. You are a wonderful expression of beauty and goodness at all times. And this is all that you know. This is all that you ever care about. The goodness and beauty that you are. So listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. Listen to the self within you that says, I am a divine being. I am a joyous being. I am a wonderful being. I am a fantastic being. I like my world. I like my life. I like everything that I do. I am fantastic. I am joyous. Yes, a real being lives to its highest and best at all times and creates only the highest and best in everything in its life. And you can do that. You can do that every moment of your life. If you choose, you can do that. But it's up to you to make that choice. Now make that choice today. Make that choice today as you live your life and as you think your thoughts and as you go through your world. Yes, mundane things are mundane things, but let even the mundane things be beautiful. It's a mundane thing to look at the sky and see the beautiful sun, to see the beautiful blue sky. It's a glorious thing to look at the world and see everyone happy and harmonious, and to say, good morning, world, good morning, it's wonderful today. I'm happy, I'm filled with joy, I'm filled with peace, I'm filled with goodness. And then watch how everything in your world compounds itself as joy and peace and happiness and goodness. And you will find that everything in your life becomes better and better and better. And the mundane things are no longer mundane, because when you look at the sky, it tickles your heart. When you look at the rain, it tickles your heart. When you see a neighbor mowing their lawn or raking their lawn or making beautiful their home, you have a joy in your heart. When you hear anything about politicians in the news, you know they're working for the highest and best of their nation, of their country, of their community, of the people that voted them into office. Know that. Know that. We do not change anything. We merely draw our attention to the truth. And as we draw our attention to the truth, we experience the truth in every area of our life. Today, join with me in seeing the truth in every area of your life, of knowing the peace in every area of your life. of knowing happiness in every area of your life, because that's all that you have, and that's all that I have, and that's all that exists. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.